Chapter 11. Mr. Bingley proposes. After 10 days at Longbourn, Lydia and Wickham had to leave. They were going to Newcastle for 2 or 3 years. Only Mrs. Bennet was sad to see them go.
"Oh, my dear Lydia," cried Mrs. Bennet. "When shall we meet again?"
"Oh, I don't know," Lydia answered happily. "Maybe not for 2 or 3 years."
"Write to me often," Mrs. Bennet said to Lydia.
"I'll write as often as I can, but married women never have much time for writing letters. My sisters may write to me. They'll have nothing much to do."
Wickham said goodbye with smiles and many fine words about family love. The servant at Netherfield got news that Bingley was coming soon for 2 weeks. Mrs. Bennet was excited and talked about him for days. Jane was neither happy nor sad about it, she told Elizabeth. But Elizabeth saw a change in her sister. 3 days after Bingley arrived, he rode to Longbourn. But he was not alone.
"Who's that with him?"
Kitty asked her mother, looking out of the window.
"I don't know,"
Mrs. Bennet answered.
"I think it's that tall, proud man," Kitty said.
"Mr. Darcy? Any friend of Mr. Bingley's can come here. But I must say I hate that man, Mr. Darcy," Mrs. Bennet said.
Elizabeth looked at Jane, who knew about Darcy's proposal. But she did not know that Elizabeth was now in love with Darcy. Jane also knew nothing about Darcy's help in finding Lydia and paying Wickham's debts. Mrs. Bennet was very polite to Bingley, but not to Darcy, who was quiet and serious. Elizabeth was painfully embarrassed by her mother and thought about the secret help Darcy gave her family. Mrs. Bennet talked about the weddings in the Lucas and Bennet families since Bingley left. She did most of the talking, while Jane and Elizabeth said very little. Mrs. Bennet invited the two men for dinner in a few days, and they left a short time later.
"Why did Mr. Darcy tease me by coming here?" Elizabeth asked herself. "Why was he silent?"
Jane felt happier.
"Mr. Bingley will come here on Tuesday for dinner, and everyone will see that we are now only friends," she said to Elizabeth.
"You may find that he is in love with you more than before," Elizabeth said, smiling.
At dinner, Bingley sat next to Jane. But Darcy was at the other end of the table from Elizabeth, next to Mrs. Bennet. Elizabeth was sorry. "If Mr. Darcy does not come to me after dinner, I shall never think of him again," she thought. After dinner, Elizabeth gave everyone coffee. When Darcy finished his, he brought his empty cup to Elizabeth. They spoke about Georgiana. There was no other conversation between them. Jane and Bingley were talking and laughing together. After that, Bingley came to Longbourn often. Soon, Jane was sure of his love. When he proposed, she was the happiest woman in the world. Elizabeth was very happy for her sister. Mr. Bennet told Jane,
"You're a good girl. You'll do very well together. You and Bingley are very helpful to other people and will spend more money than you have."
Mrs. Bennet cried.
Spend more than they have? He has 5,000 or more each year.
Now Jane was her favourite child. Wickham and Lydia were forgotten. A week passed, and one morning a very expensive carriage arrived at Longbourn. Elizabeth had no idea who it could be. She was very surprised to see Lady Catherine get out of the carriage. Lady Catherine was shown into the sitting room, and she sat down without a word to anyone. When she spoke, she looked directly at Elizabeth.
"I hope you're well, Miss Elizabeth Bennet," she said. "Is that woman your mother?"
"She is," replied Elizabeth. Mrs. Bennet started speaking, but Lady Catherine did not want to listen to her. She wanted to speak to Elizabeth alone.
"Please walk with me in the gardens," Lady Catherine ordered Elizabeth.
"You know why I am here, don't you?"
Lady Catherine asked when they were outside. Surprised, Elizabeth answered,
"I do not."
2 days ago, I was told something terrible, that you are going to marry my nephew Darcy," she said angrily.
"I know nothing about this report," Elizabeth answered. "But you have come here, so maybe it is true."
"Has Darcy proposed to you?"
Lady Catherine asked.
"You think it is impossible, I see,"
Elizabeth answered.
"I am almost his nearest family, and I should know his plans," Lady Catherine said.
"But you do not need to know mine," Elizabeth replied.
"My plan is that Darcy will marry my daughter. Do you understand?"
Lady Catherine said.
"If he likes your plan, he will not propose to me," Elizabeth answered. "If he does not like it, he can ask me."
"If you marry him, his family will never speak to you. He is from a rich family, and you are not."
"He is a gentleman, and I am a gentleman's daughter," Elizabeth said.
"Tell me," Lady Catherine ordered Elizabeth. "Are you going to marry him?"
"I am not," she replied.
"And will you promise that you will never think of marrying him?"
"I will not promise that," Elizabeth answered. "You should not try to decide my future."
"I know about your youngest sister,"
Lady Catherine said.
"Is her husband going to be Darcy's brother-in-law?"
"You have said enough," Elizabeth said. "I have nothing more to say to you." Lady Catherine's face was red, her eyes wide. She went away in her carriage. Elizabeth told her mother nothing about their conversation. The next day, a letter arrived for Mr. Bennet from Collins. He told Mr. Bennet that there were reports of Darcy marrying Elizabeth.
"Darcy? He was never interested in any of my daughters, and he never looked at you once," Mr. Bennet told Elizabeth, laughing.
Elizabeth smiled. "Yes, it is funny," she said. But really, she wanted to cry.